Shortly after my 21st birthday, I went into hospital for tests. They took a muscle sample from my arm, stuck electrodes into me, and injected some radio-opaque fluid into my spine, and watched it going up and down with x-rays as they tilted the bed. I was diagnosed as having ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or motor neuron disease, as it is also known. The doctors could offer no cure, and gave me 2.5 years to live.
I went into the graduates' common room and looking really for someone to have lunch with. And there was nobody around that I particularly wished to have lunch with. And then, lo and behold, Stephen walked through the door. I don't know what he was doing in Oxford either. I've certainly forgotten now. And so Stephen generously went off to buy the drinks and brought them over and put them down on the table. And as he put his pint of beer down, he spilt it. And I sort of said genially, you know, oh, heavens, you know, drinking at this time of day. And he then told me that he'd been in Addenbrookes for 3 weeks and they'd done a whole series of tests and they'd decided what was wrong with him. And he told me very straight and flat that he was gradually going to lose the use of his body, that eventually only his heart and his lungs would still be operating, and his brain. And that they'd told him that eventually he would essentially have the body of a cabbage, but his mind would still be in perfect working order, and he would be unable to communicate with the rest of the world.